A recent report from the UN suggests severe consequences from climate change will be felt much sooner than previously expected. A new federal report assembled by several government agencies warns climate change poses major health and economic threats to this country. Despite these forecasts, former EPA administrator and Cognoscenti commentator Gina McCarthy says there is still a lot that people can do.
I was in San Francisco during the wildfires this fall. The air quality was so poor that nearly everyone was wearing a face mask. One woman canceled our meeting because of the smoke. She had to leave town with her kids. They have asthma, and they needed to find cleaner air. Honestly, sometimes it feels like we're all just one forecast away from total disaster. The latest news on climate change, it paints a dire picture. Rising seas, forced migration, severe drought. In Boston, we're dealing with sea level rise, wetter winters, and more intense heat waves. I've worked in the environmental world for more than 40 years. It seems like everything I care about is at risk. Science and scientists are under attack. But in New England, we pay attention to science. The current administration isn't doing anything to deal with our warming climate. They're actually trying to take us backwards. But we can make progress. Cities and states have always been the first to act because they are the closest to the threats and they cannot ignore them. 40 years ago, Boston Harbor was toxic. Anyone who fell in ran to the hospital right after for a tetanus shot. But we cleaned it up, and we can face climate change too, because it is nothing but carbon pollution. We have solutions right now. The clean energy sector is growing. We know how to cut carbon emissions without busting the bank. People ask me all the time, Gina, what can we do? Well, you can all do way more than change a light bulb. We have solutions. We can drive change. You know, I'm putting my faith in American ingenuity and entrepreneurship. I won't allow science and facts to be politicized, inequities to multiply, and injustices to go unchallenged. So what's important to you? I know it'd be easier to hibernate, to eat ice cream, and binge-watch Game of Thrones. I've tried it. But it won't help. It's time to get the people in power to listen. Clean air, clean water, healthy land, a stable climate, our kids, their health, their future. Those are values worth fighting for.
Former EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy is Director of Sea Change at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. She's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essay and many more at WBUR.org.